Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Oh, hello! Jennifer?
Hello, that's a nice remix you got there.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I mean, I'll be a lot better when we get to Rats Off a Ship. What do we got?
True. Well, you guys do know The Pivot, correct?
Yes, yep. It is hosted by Channing Crowder,
Fred Taylor, and Ryan Clark.
One of our own. Well, on The Pivot, Trey Young said, "Do not be surprised if the Wizards are the one seed next year."
Okay, dude. Listen. Bless his heart.
Why? Like, again.
I mean, I couldn't be more rats off a ship.
Stunned. I would be shocked.
Can they get to Play-In-ville first?
Rats off a ship.
You know, like, just Play-In-ville. You gave up 83 points to Bam Adebayo this year, guys. Like, I think you need to take some steps. One seed? No. Rats off a ship. Leroy?
Rats off a ship. I was rats off a ship when he said Washington Wizards.
Rats off a ship.
Like, whatever information came after that involved winning, rats off a ship.
Crazy. Jennifer?
I laughed when I read it, so absolutely not. Rats off a ship. And also, Tobin, you were entertaining him coming to the Heat, so.
I was, and I wouldn't even said the Heat would be the one seed with him here.
Rats off a ship.
Man. Vlad?
I guess the receding hairline is affecting his brain, so yeah.
Don't be.
He's a little bit young for that, huh?
I don't know, man. He's shot. There's a lot of spaces on top, so clearly it's affected his brain.
Don't be surprised. No, I'd be quite surprised.
Surprised? I'd be flabbergasted. I'd be shocked.
He's 27.
And receding hairline. He looks like what were they called? Were they trolls? Is that what they called?
Those were trolls.
Right, they were trolls, right? Those little short things with,
yep,
the hair.
With the hair.
Yeah, trolls. He looks like a troll.
Number two, Jennifer.
Eminem is introducing banana nut bread. I don't know why I said it that way. Banana bread flavor, yeah.
A banana? Eminem?
It's a big word for me, dog.
They've already had something similar to that.
Yeah.
Of course Leroy would know.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah, they tried a whole bunch of different they had banana bread filled one before.
It got even
You see?
Right.
You see?
Yeah. It's a big word for me, dog.
Because I didn't know what to say, banana nut bread or banana bread.
Exactly. Yeah. There's just one too many words in there.
So
for butchering
they
English.
Had it before. I have tried it. If you haven't noticed, they tried a lot of different flavors. They do M&M's with almonds. They do, like, they've done different things. M&M's with peanut butter, right? So, yeah. I think I had it. Rats off a ship.
Look, if you're
as a snack connoisseur.
Rats off a ship.
Not only are you a snack connoisseur, but you're an M&M connoisseur. I mean, like,
yeah,
that dude loves M&Ms, and so if he's not sold, I'm certainly not sold.
Rats off a ship.
All right, standard M&Ms, peanut M&Ms, peanut butter M&Ms. That's the list. All right, everything else.
I don't even
kick
like
rocks.
Plain M&Ms.
Oh, that's the worst.
The worst, yeah. So
I think
Tobin
had a good solid list.
I appreciate them doing it. I think I tried them before. They were out before, right? And I was indifferent, right?
I mean, Leroy, we're like, trying dog biscuit M&M's, so, you know.
I don't even like, hey, man, why are we gonna... I'm telling you, it looked like a Nutter Butter. I did not notice the picture of Zeus on the box. Sorry.
Currently on M&M's website, they have lemon meringue M&M's.
Garbage.
Cinnamon roll M&M's.
Garbage. Or cinnamon roll M&M's, I have dabbled, but not my go-to.
Caramel cold brew M&M's?
No, here's the problem. Some of these sound like you could kick the tires on them, but when they've been sitting in the store and get hot, They, I'm more than sure that's not the flavor they.
What about pretzel M&Ms?
I no. love those.
Oh, Kick Rocks.
I love those.
Wait, somebody said Leroy Fife for first ballot Diabetes Hall of Fame. Nah, dude.
Man loves his candy. What are your rats, Jennifer?
Absolutely not. I'm so rats off the shit.
Witcher!
Vlad?
I can't even say it. I don't want it.
Yeah,
wow. Somebody said the old love pretzels.
I don't want nothing banana bread.
Okay. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You don't like banana bread?
I like banana bread, but I don't like banana breading my candy.
Dude, can I just tell you?
Rats off a ship.
My Canadian wife did something to me years ago, and I will never forgive her.
She gave you maple syrup?
No. She goes, I go, hey, what you eating for breakfast? I made some banana bread.
Really?
Hold on.
Yeah, there's more.
She cut slices of banana and put them on top of toast.
No.
Well, that's literally banana bread.
No.
I'm like, you ain't, stop messing with my emotions like this.
Minus one.
Yes! Like, right, Tobin.
That's crazy.
Tobin.
Wait, was it a joke or she actually like.
No, eat it all the time and calls it banana bread.
That's not, no.
Hey, Tobin. See how you got all like your eyebrows raised up and then you heard it and you're like, that's how I was.
That kind of reminds me of Marcos's wife when she did that sandwich for him or something like that.
I don't know.
And he was so disappointed.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, I said, you know, I like eating, right? You know, I like snacks. You can't be messing with me like that.
Telling your wife, you know I like eating. It's funny.
Yeah. Huh? What is number three,
somebody
Jennifer?
Said Big Spoon got bits too. No, she still does it. She calls it banana bread. Point four. Nah, I just keep it moving.
It's a continuous bit, just like Tobin's.
Love the bits. What's number three, Jennifer?
So, the royal wedding. I mean, Travis, Kelce, and Taylor Swift.
Did you say royal wedding?
They're treating it like that.
Dude, exactly. Fair, and I'll tell you why.
She said royal wedding. I'm like, who from the British royalty is getting married?
Let me tell you why, though. They're apparently renting out MSG for their wedding.
Hey, you know what?
Costing them $3 million to rent.
Jeez.
MSG.
You have that many friends?
Nobody want to see them getting married in the circle.
Look, I think that's kind of weird for a wedding.
And the guy goes sit in the middle and hold up the rings.
I'm sure that Taylor Swift's. Like, yeah, I don't understand.
No, I want to be as. If I'm getting married, I want to be as far away from sports as possible.
I mean, she is marrying. She is marrying
something like that.
She is marrying a tight end, so she's not away from sports at any chance.
Even more so,
arena for a wedding just throws me off. Well, like all respect to both of them, but that's
people
so got to
pay for parking.
Hold on, look. All right, you know what? I'm not a fan of this.
You just performed there.
But
how you gonna get married where you? Perform?
Why not?
That's like
she sold that place like out get, many times. She can sell it out
like
with her wedding.
Married in midfield at Kansas City's field.
Do you feel like if you're invited to the Swift wedding, but you're a musician, are you expected to also perform?
Hell no, I'm not performing.
No.
Unless asked
what
by
if she
her.
Yeah, she asks.
If she asked me, yes.
Well, yeah, of course.
I'm going to be suited and booted and sitting in a seat at MSG.
I mean, you can.
Dade Soff says, is there a theater at the MSG? There is the theater that they do the smaller boxing matches. I think that she has the MSG. I think she has the big kahuna. Like, I think she has the MSG.
Smitha said, get married under the 1995 Atlantic Division Championship banner.
Or it could be 2026 NBA Championship. Either or.
It could be. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. She got dumb money. She could turn MSG into a wedding paradise. It's still MSG.
Yeah,
though.
Wait a minute. Time out. Hold on. Now I got a ref from New York. Hold on. She can't get married at the cathedral?
I don't know.
Is she Catholic?
I don't know.
There's a famous church right now, not too far from Madison Square Garden.
Well, I think it's got to be the amount of people. I think she's...
St. Patrick's Cathedral's right down the street.
I bet she's going to get married by her house in Rhode Island.
Maybe she's
like
so... like
go
Taylor
to Hannesport.
Whenever you see Taylor Swift at these award shows, she seems very friendly with all the famous. And I think that maybe she just wants to be in a place where she doesn't cut off any of the famous. I don't know.
Why do you gotta say it like that?
No. When
that's
she,
what they
he
are.
He is right. He is right. At the award show, she's like the biggest fan of everybody.
I mean, of course she is, because she's a nice person.
She is. Yeah, so maybe she doesn't. She's like, I would say this.
She's friendly. For she's a hobnobber.
For a star as big as she is well liked by everyone.
SDI says if it was at the Kaseya Center, Riley would put up a banner saying Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's first wedding was here. Hey, listen, there was a time he probably would.
Witcher.
It would just be a banner that says Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay and Kelce.
Just Tay-Tay. Somebody said it's going to be live streamed on Netflix for $1 billion.
Oh, dude. Would you want that, though? Like, I mean.
Yes, the J-Figs of the world would.
I'd want to see it.
See? J-Fig would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning
and
watch
it. Live stream?
No. You know what? I can catch it later on when I'm awake.
3:35.
Well, you think they live stream it, or you think they run it back as like a doc?
You think they do 24-hour stream? You think they do Chuck, Shaq, and Ernie pregame? What'd you say, Chuck? It's been a long time coming. Could you imagine, like, the CBS plays the music?
Well, it'll probably be E. ABC. It'll probably be E. Or you know, Access Hollywood, one of those, or Extra.
They go down to Chuck for his as soon as Kelce. They pan to Kelce.
That's a pretty man.
He was talking about Brady.
Oh man, Brady. All right, we'll take a break. Final hour coming up. Back after this.